This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillahi wahda wa salatu wa salamu ala man la nabiyya ba'dah ala man la nabiyya ba'dahu wa la ummata ba'da ummatih wa la kitaba ba'da kitabih wa la shari'ata ba'da shari'atih amma ba'du fa'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim bismillahir rahmanir rahim يا بني آدم قد أنزلنا عليكم لباسا يواري سوآتكم وريشا ولباس التقوى وقال تعالى إن الله يحب التوابين ويحب المتطهرين صدق الله العظيم. My dear respected elders and brothers, Allah Azza wa Jal has given us a deen in which Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has given us commands that are comprehensive of every aspect of our life. Even things that you and I regard as insignificant, Allah Ta'ala has given us commands with regard to that. And Allah Ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ التَّوَّابِينَ وَيُحِبُّ الْمُتَطَحِّرِينَ. Allah loves those who turn towards Allah. Allah loves those who make tawbah. And Allah loves those who are clean, who have taharat. Allah aise aadmi ko pasand karta hai jo Allah Ta'ala ki taraf rujoo karne wala aur paak aur tahir. Allah loves these two people. People who turn towards Allah, and Allah loves those who are clean. Now what is the meaning of cleanliness here? The ulama, Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi, said there are four meanings of the words of taharat. One is to clean your body from filth. Physical cleanliness. To clean your body from filth. Second thing is to clean your organs of your body from guna and sin. Hand must not commit guna. The eyes must not commit guna. Second meaning of taharat. Third is the heart must be clean from impurities, from wrong attributes like hasad, malice, grudge, bitterness, hatred. The heart must be clean from those type of impurities. And the fourth type of cleanliness is that our soul must be cleansed from anything besides Allah. That's the highest form of purification. So four forms of purification. The body must be clean. Our organs of the body must be clean from guna, the heart must be clean from impurities, and the person's mind must be kept clean from anything besides Allah. That is four things. Today, however, we would like to speak more of the aspect of physical cleanliness and then speak about, maybe if we have the time, with regard to cleanliness of the heart. You and I are aware that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made mention through the means of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, At-tuhuru nisful iman. That cleanliness is half of iman. Subhanallah. To other groups and people, cleanliness is desirable. But to us, cleanliness is a fundamental part of your faith. Can you imagine? To other people, saaf paak saaf rehna achhi cheez hai. Hamare yahan iman ka ek juz hai. To other people, cleanliness is something good. To us, it is part of your iman. Now, of course, the ulama have given that there are two meanings of this tuhuru nisful iman. One is a spiritual dimension. One is a physical dimension. Yes, it's true that there is a spiritual dimension. That through the means of our wuzu, for example, together with physical cleanliness, also gives us spirituality. It gives us spiritual nur. It comes in a hadith that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked by the sahaba, Ya Rasulullah, you say on the day of Qiyamah, you will intercede for this ummah. But on the day of Qiyamah, there will be so much human beings from Qiyamah, from the day of Adam alayhi salam till Qiyamah. How would you recognize us? How would you, ab ummah ko kaise pehchan lenge? To Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave such a beautiful reply. He said, Sahaba, oh my Sahaba, if there is a valley in which there are all black or dark horses, and in there is one white horse, would you be able to make out the white horse amongst the dark horses? Sahaba said, yes. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I will make out my ummah from the noor that come out of their bodies which they wash with wudu. Wudu ki wajah se jo noor paida hoga usse jo hai main pehchan lunga. Because of the noor that comes out of their body from how they wash and make wudu, I will be able to recognize my ummat. So this is what we understand. But of course, we also speak from this that there is no doubt with regard to this, that there is the physical dimension to be clean. And that is why it comes in Tibrani that Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had said, when a person sleeps with purity, at night he sleeps clean with wudu, then the angels go to Allah and say, Allah, forgive him, he slept with purity. And especially on a day of Jummah, it comes in a hadith that Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, a person who comes to Jummah, he takes a bath, he combs his hair, he oils his hair, he wears his best clothes, he puts on ittar. When he comes into the masjid, he doesn't differentiate between two people. He keeps silent when the imam is making khutbah. Then one Jummah to the other Jummah is kafara for all his minor sins. One Jummah to the other Jummah is kafara. So this is the importance of physical cleanliness. The second thing is, through the means of physical cleanliness, it leads to health. It leads to good health. And look at this. You see, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had said, the strong believer is better in the eyes of Allah than the weak believer. The person whose health is good, the person who is strong, will be able to make more ibadat. He would be able to serve humanity better. He would be able to do jihad better. Now a person who is weak, how is he going to do? He can't make ibadat. He can't do many things. So the strong believer who is physically strong is better in the eyes of Allah than the weak believer. And how do you get that? Through the means of cleanliness. I read with regard to one doctor had made mention. He said, if a person doesn't wash his hand before he sleeps to remove the fatty traces from his hand, then he picks up diseases, he must not blame anyone but himself. There's a doctor here, Dr. Aubrey Parson. He's a dietitian and a nutritionist. He interacts very well with our Senha. He's speaking about nutrition, etc., because they also have a very great affiliation to that. So in one of the things he said, there is so much bacteria around, that is why I now realize why Muslims wash their hands so much. He said, if only he could have heard what Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had said, barakatut ta'am wudu qablahu wa ba'dahu. The barakat of eating is you wash your hands before you eat, you wash your hands after you eat. This is our deen. The beauty of our deen. Through the means of cleanliness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants you health. Through the means of cleanliness is the right garb, our physical cleanliness and our clothes. Paak safo. It's the right garb for us to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Cleanliness is the right way for us to stand before Almighty Allah. The ayat which I've read in the beginning. Ya bani Adam, qad anzalna alaykum libasa yuwari sawatikum warisha. O Bani Adam, I have given you clothes. The clothes covers your satr, it covers the private parts of your body, and it is risha. Subhanallah. What is the meaning of risha? Risha means feathers. The word risha means feathers. But you see, when you look at the beautiful feathers of the peacock, it is an adornment for the peacock. So Allah uses the word, I have given you clothes which are your feathers. The way the feather adorns the peacock, your clothes are supposed to adorn you. The clothes are supposed to adorn you. It makes you beautiful. And that is what it is made mention, that through the means of that, Allah Ta'ala adorns you. I've given you clothes to cover your body. I've given you clothes to adorn you, to make you beautiful. And walibasu taqwa, and I've given you taqwa to clarify your heart. Look at the beauty. I've given you clothes to adorn your outer, and I've given you taqwa to clean your heart. That is why Ibn Qayyim rahmatullah alayhi has made mention that due to the love of beauty, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the command for us to remain clean and for us to wear good clothes. And that is a very important point. What is it? Allah ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, وَثِيَابَكَ فَطَهِرْ. Apne kapre ko paak saaf banao. Keep your clothes neat and pure. You know, that is why Ibn Jawzi makes mention, some people feel to wear good clean clothes is part of pride. He says, no, it is not part of pride. He says, Inna Allah Jamil, yuhibbul jamal. Allah is beautiful, Allah loves beauty. Allah is beautiful, but that is why we have to get the right balance. we have to find the right moderate path between the extreme, between the extreme of negligence and the extreme of extravagance. So someone asked Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala one day, what type of clothes must I wear? So what a beautiful reply. And listen to this reply, brothers. He says, wear that type of clothes where you do not become the scorn of the weak-minded, and you do not become the object of the blame of the wise. Listen to this. You do not become the object of the weak-minded. We'll say, well, Johnny, what type of clothes is he wearing? He's wearing dirty clothes. And you do not become the object of the blame of the wise who says, this person got nothing that he can spend 20,000-50,000 rand on one pair of clothes. So wear clothes that you don't become the object of the weak-minded, the scorn of the weak-minded, nor do you not become the object of the blame of the wise. But of course, it is part of our deen that Inna Allaha Jamil Yuhibbul Jamal. Allah Ta'ala is beautiful, Allah loves beauty. In Qurtubi, Imam Qurtubi rahmatullah alayhi has said, one day Aisha radiallahu ta'ala says, some people came to meet Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, before he went out to meet them, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam combed his beard, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam put his hair correctly, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam put his kurta nice, and Hazrat Aisha said, Ya Rasulullah, why are you doing this? Why are you doing this? You are the Nabi of Allah. Do you need to do this? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave the same reply. Inna Allaha Jamil Yuhibbul Jamal. Allah is beautiful. Allah loves beauty. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam took care with regard to his physical appearance. Then you find another hadith. One day, there are two riwayats in this. One, Atta ibn Yasir narrates on the authority of Mu'atta Imam Malik that one day a person came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam's stuff and his beard was unkept. His hair was disheveled. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, go back and go and clean yourself. So he came back and he combed his hair. He put his beard nice. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, is this not better than the way you were looking like the devil? You were looking like the devil. Is this not better than the way you were looking previously? And another hadith, it comes in Musnad Ahmad, that one day a person came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he was dirty. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, go back and wash yourself. And when he came back in the presence of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he washed himself. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, is this not better than your previous condition? So we look at the importance of physical appearance with regard to cleanliness. Then a third thing, cleanliness is a means of us, you know, in a many way strengthening human relationship. Through the means of, you know, if a person is clean, he smells nice. And of course, it makes a difference in his interpersonal relationship. You know, many a times you and I, we always talk with regard to this particular aspect that when we want our wives to be very clean, we want them to smell nice. But with regard to ourselves, we don't worry with regard to how we smell to them. I mean, that is not correct. They say that normally in the initial stages of the marriage, you know, the wife smells like all Fahrenheit and all different types of, you know, different types of perfumes. And then when they get old, they smell like Zembek. And then we complain. But there is a reality of the situation. People are going to get old. But we need to have, you know, cleanliness. The Sahaba said that we never saw anyone who was more pleasant in smelling than Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Never saw anyone. They say you could bring the best of itar. You could bring the best of mushk. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had a more pleasant smell than even that mushk that you had. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if I would have helped it, I would have made it compulsory for people to clean their teeth before they come for salat. He said, if I would have helped it, I would have made it compulsory for people to make miswak before, but it would become too difficult for people. Sometimes you don't have the means to go and do, you clean your teeth because you don't have a miswak, you don't have something. But he said, if I had the means, I would have made it compulsory. Why compulsory? So that your mouth is smelling clean. So when you speak to people, there is no odor coming from your mouth. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said in a hadith which comes in Abu Dawud, that anyone who eats onions and garlic must not come to our masjid till he cleans himself. Till he doesn't clean his mouth, he mustn't come to the masjid. Now, I don't need to tell you with regard to, you know, the smell that comes out when people burp. I mean, I don't have to tell you with regard to it. But if Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when you eat garlic and onions, don't come to the masjid till you clean your mouth, what does it tell you? It tells you don't be in a situation that in your namaz you emit such a smell that gives taklif to the person who is next to you. This is part of deen. Another aspect with regard to cleanliness is part of fitrat. It is part of fitrat to be clean. Therefore, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, five things are part of fitrat. And then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made mention with regard to part of fitrat and part of your innate nature. You know, part of fitrat is to make khatna, to make sunnat, to clean your underarms, the hair under your armpits, to clean the hair, you know, below the navel, the pubic hairs. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, part of fitrat is to cut your mustache. not to keep it wild and loose. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, part of fitrat is to cut your nails. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, five things are part of your good character, your innate nature that is supposed to be good. Now look at these beautiful things, my dear respected brothers. It's all that our beloved Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has made mention with regard to us. One would have thought such great emphasis on cleanliness. Muslims must be very clean. And you see, our cleanliness, my dear respected, is even more than even the cleanliness of the disbelievers. And Hazrat Mufti Taqi Sahib one day wrote an editorial on cleanliness in his periodical Al-Balagh. And he made mention, Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi made mention of an ajib incident. He say one day in India, pre-partition India, there was a person who became a revert. He was from a European background and he became a Muslim. So when he became Muslim, so he found the masjid to be dirty. So he told everyone, let's clean the masjid. So when he told everyone to clean the masjid, some of the old musalli said, he became a Muslim, but his whiteness didn't go out of him. As if, aliyadu billah, cleanliness is their forte. So, astaghfirullah. Look at what all those ahadith I've made mention. Ye kis liye? For who is it? For them or for us? And today, one of the ways of looking at a Muslim locality is to see how much garbage there is. You know, Muslims are staying here, aliyadu billah. You go to Forsberg Square. I don't want to take anyone's name with regard to it. Go there on a Saturday and see what it is. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's hadith that clean the outside of your homes so that people who have come past do not get takleef. Apne bahar ke varanda ko saaf karo, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ne kaha, taaki log jo aaye to unko takleef na ho. Look at our situation with regard to our cleanliness. Go and see the garbage that is in our localities. Look at how we live. After this beautiful teaching that Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has given us, we must be in this situation. It goes against what our deen teaches us. And I said our teaching is even greater than the teachings and the cleanliness of the disbelievers, because they only have outer nazafat. They have outer cleanliness. We have inner and outside cleanliness. So therefore, they only have outer cleanliness. They will find it difficult if there is park water on a toilet floor, but they don't worry if urine is on their clothes. So only have outer cleanliness. We have outer and inner cleanliness. And for us to behave in this particular way with regard to the methods that we adopt is something that goes against our Sharia. So we need to be very careful. And then when you have cleanliness of the body leads to cleanliness of the soul. But if you can't clean your body, how is your heart going to become clean? If you can't stay clean yourself, then how is your heart is going to be clean? So outer cleanliness leads to inner cleanliness. Inner cleanliness is as if not more important than outer cleanliness. But the first step is clean yourself outside. Then it will lead to inner cleanliness. And part of inner cleanliness, just let me make mention of two or three points, my dear respect, on this particular point, and then I will conclude with this. Part of inner cleanliness today is to rid your heart from all evil attributes. Malice, hatred, jealousy, you know, malice, grudges, bitterness. And I'm finding, maybe I'm wrong, I'm just finding increasingly people carrying a lot of hatred in their hearts. People are carrying so much bitterness in their hearts that is absolutely unreal. And it's affecting them, it's affecting their health, it's affecting the way they look at the world. But it's becoming so much that people have got so much bitterness that you can't believe it. Clean yourself. Inna Allah yuhibbu at-tawwabin wa yuhibbu al-mutatahhirin. Allah loves those who are clean. Clean outside, clean inside. Clean your heart. I related some months back about the hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam referring to a person who was amongst the people of Jannat. And when a sahabi went to see his life, didn't find anything distinguished. Asked him why. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, you are a man of Jannat. He said, I don't know. But he said, I got one quality. Every night before I sleep, I clear my heart from all malice, bitterness, grudges and bitterness against every person. So he said, that is the reason. That Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, you are a man of Jannat because your heart is free from grudge and bitterness and hatred against every person. There's a very small story, which I will conclude with. It does makes mention of a very important point. They say a school teacher one day told the small children that whoever of you, how much people you got hatred against, you know, you bring one potato to the extent of the people whom you have got hatred against, whom you don't like. So some students bought one potato, some bought two potatoes, some bought three, some bought five. And he said, right, this is the amount of people you don't like. So he said, all right, carry this potato with you. So they carried it for a week. And after they carried it for a week, some of them said, teacher, we are finding it very difficult. The potato is starting to smell. We're finding weighty. We have to carry it everywhere we go. It's very difficult for us to carry this. So the teacher at the end of the week said, I wanted to give you a lesson. The lesson is this, you finding the difficulty to carry a potato which is supposed to represent a person whom you hate. This is the same result of you carrying grudges and bitterness against a person in your heart. It's coming to smell, it's going to be a burden upon you. It is going to be an unnecessary burden with regard to it because you are carrying grudges and bitterness against people. Clean our hearts with regard to grudges and bitterness. My dear respected brothers, someone has very beautifully said, be good to all people. Be polite to even those people who are rude to you. Not because they are nice, but because you are nice. Do that, because Inna Allah Ta'ala says, Inna Allah yuhibbu at-tawwabin wa yuhibbu al-mutatahhirin. Allah loves those who turn towards Allah. Allah loves those who are clean. Clean in their body, clean in the way they live, clean in their clothes, clean in their physical appearance, clean with their body, clean with regard to their hearts. And inshallah, if Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, we will make mention with regard to the cleanliness of the heart whenever we get the opportunity. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.